You guys out there, you don't see the smoke that's coming from the mics because these guys are on fire. Welcome to the Business Made Simple podcast brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. I'm podcast producer Bobby Richards, sitting in for Donald Miller. Now, Memorial Day is almost here. And if you didn't know, it's the second most popular shopping day next to Black Friday. And like many other business owners out there, you might be heading into the season without an irresistible offer for your customers. Well, we don't want you to miss out on this major start of summer revenue windfall, which is why we created this three-part series coaching you through the immediate steps that you can take right now to craft, lock in, and market your irresistible Memorial Day offer that customers can't pass up. Today, we're back again with Business Made Simple Certified Coach Jessica Miller and StoryBrand Certified Guide Wes Gay, as well as head of StoryBrand and host of the Marketing Made Simple podcast, Dr. JJ Peterson, all for this final part, part three of our series centered around getting your messaging right and building an effective sales funnel that works. So if you are struggling and unsure around the marketing and messaging that you need to call your customers to action so they buy into your irresistible Memorial Day offer, then you're going to love today's episode. Finding a service solution that helps you keep customers happy can feel impossible. It's like trying to remember the name of that guy you literally just met at a networking event. Pretty sure it was either Steve or Jim. Either way, HubSpot's all-new Service Hub can help, at least with the service solution part. It brings service and success together on one powerful platform, with an AI-powered help desk and chatbot to handle your frontline tickets, all so you can scale support and drive retention and revenue. So go visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more. Oh, and I just remembered that guy's name. It was Steve. Or was it Jim? All right, we are back for part three in this three-part series. It's all about coaching you through crafting, locking in, and today marketing an irresistible Memorial Day offer. And of course, joining us in here for this final installment is Business Made Simple Certified Coach Jessica Miller. Jessica, thank you for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
And StoryBrand Certified Guide, Wes Gay.
Hey, thanks for letting me be back.
And joined by a special guest today, head of StoryBrand and host of the Marketing Made Simple podcast, Dr. JJ Peterson. Hey, JJ, thanks for coming in and sending everybody off, creating their Memorial Day offers in splendor.
Oh, I'm so excited to be back. This is going to be fun.
And for the listener out there, you probably should go back and listen to parts one and two if you haven't already. But we'll give you just a little bit of a breakdown so that if you're coming into part three and you're like, I just want to jump to the end, this is what we've been talking about. Jess, I'm going to lean into you. First, why should we be focused on creating an irresistible offer in the first place?
So the irresistible offer, what I love to refer to as the hell yes offer, is the epicenter of your business. When you have an offer that people want, and I don't mean like just a great offer, I mean an amazing offer, it really informs the rest of your business. It pulls people in, it gives them a compelling solution, it stops the scroll, and it channels all that energy that people buy things with. It's an emotional experience. So you want that hell yes offer, and you especially want it now as we're moving into that Memorial Day timeframe.
And Wes, I know that you've spoken into this in the last two parts. Why is Memorial Day an optimal time for people to create this offer?
Memorial Day sits right behind Black Friday in terms of sales and revenue. And so already there's a wave that's happening that we can want to participate in. I think a lot of times we get Black Friday, a lot of people do that one, but Memorial Day, we think, oh, that's for the mattress companies, the car dealerships, the furniture companies, et cetera. But buyers are already in a buying mood in that season. So we want to jump into that. Also, it's a great time to kind of reposition what we're going to talk about today with our messaging, reposition what we already have, kind of craft a stronger offer like we did on last week's episode with Jessica's framework, and say, how can we capitalize on the seasonality, right? School's out for a lot of places. Memorial Day is like this unofficial start of summer. We're looking for, as I said, the lake or a beach or a lake beach, if you will, depending on what part of the country you're in. And we're getting outside, summer vacation, all that stuff. And it's a great opportunity to just give a new spin or a fresh perspective on our business, on our offer, on our products and services to capitalize on this time of year.
And then at the end of last week's episode, we had everybody who joined us take 10 minutes and really kind of lock in and break down how they want to frame up and create their offer. So hopefully everyone out there, you've come to the table today with your offer framed up, hopefully locked in, or the idea of it locked in. And today we're really, really going to focus on the marketing and the messaging of it, which then leads me to Dr. JJ. When it comes to marketing and messaging, why is getting it right crucial to the success of our listeners' irresistible offer, the buy-in around that irresistible offer?
Well, I mean, first off, the only way people are going to hear about it is if you talk about it
true.
And market it. So
that's true.
If you have an offer and you don't put it out there at all, nobody's going to even know that you have it. So that's just really the first part. You got to tell people about it. You got to put it out there. It's not one of those situations where if you build it, they will come. You have to talk about it. And why it's so important to get that messaging right and clear is because we live in a world where most people, depending on the research you see right now, are receiving between 3,000 and 5,000 commercial messages a day.
Wow.
That's a lot of noise coming at us on top of everything else we have going on in our lives. So people are getting bombarded with ads, with marketing, with emails, with websites, with stuff on social media. And the only way that you're going to break through that noise so that people know you have an offer is to have a clear and compelling message. So if you don't get that right, you're just adding to the noise.
So then, JJ, where do you start when it comes to creating that clear and compelling message?
We always say that the way that you should start creating a clear message is with a brand script, because you want to be able to tell the right story. And what we mean by the right story really is just a clear message that targets your customer in a way that shows them how your product can help them survive and thrive. So we use, it's StoryBrand, we use a tool called a brand script. And really what that is it's a piece of paper, or we have a digital version, but it's a piece of paper that helps you write down all of the talking points for your customer story. And the way that that breaks down, if you know, you've heard probably, if you've listened to a while on Business Made Simple or Marketing Made Simple, you've heard the framework. So I'll just kind of do a high level overview of it. But what you need to do is identify who your customer is, and they are the hero of the story you're going to create. And the first piece you need to identify is what is it that your customer wants? And you need to articulate this really, really clearly. So if you're writing down on a piece of paper, the first question you want to ask yourself is, what does my customer want? And write down a sentence that answers that question very clearly. Then the second piece of the framework is, what problems are your customers experiencing? And specifically, what is the main problem that your product solves? So when you answer that question, you really have the crux of your story, the foundation of your marketing. So you want to identify what is the external or the main, almost tangible problem your customer is experiencing, and then how does that make them feel? That's called an internal problem. So if you can write down those two things, again, you kind of have the beginning of a story. Then in the StoryBrand framework, you position yourself as a guide. So you as a business, you're not the hero of the story, your customer's the hero, and you position yourself as a guide in your customer's story. The way you do that is with empathy and authority. So you say, I understand your problems, that's empathy, and then you demonstrate that you have helped other people solve that problem, that's authority. So you logos or testimonies or statistics. Then you give your customer a plan. So what are the three steps they need to take to do business with you? Then you need a clear call to action. What is the active thing that your customer needs to do in order to do business with you? So buy now, shop now, schedule a call. And then you need to cast stakes in the story. What are the stakes in the story? So what can be gained if they buy your product or service, and what can be lost if they don't? So those are the seven elements of the StoryBrand framework: what a character wants, their problem, the guide, the plan, the call to action, and success and failure. And when you create that brand script, talking points under each of those sections, what you then have is the foundation of a very clear story that then you can take and put in all of your other marketing.
And thinking through all of those pieces that JJ just laid out in the framework, you can actually build that digital version of your brand script at storybrand.com/SB7. The one thing I'd love to now kind of move into is for everybody out there that is starting to fill out their brand script. And the great thing is that from parts one and two, you should have a lot of this stuff figured out when you're putting that stuff into your brand script. all of those parts play into the sales funnel, which I think is what we probably want to talk through today and break down, which are going to be all of the pieces that you use, all of those marketing pieces that you use to reach out and let your customers and let those people know that you have this irresistible offer. JJ, not to put you back on the spot, but you are the doctor. Within the Marketing Made Simple sales funnel framework, what are all of those parts that make up that funnel that we can kind of go through and then speak into throughout the rest of this episode?
Yeah. So really those talking points that we put in a brand script become your foundation for all of your marketing. So when I talked earlier about how there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of confusing messaging, once you have those talking points, that really should guide everything you do and helps you really. It keeps you focused. It acts almost as like a funnel to show you what you need to be putting on your website and in your emails and in your elevator pitch and all of those things. And so what we then teach everybody to do, and this is what Jess coaches people through and Wes actually helps facilitate conversation around and consulting and also creates these things as well, is we challenge people to create a sales funnel. And in its most basic form, a sales funnel really includes five things. First, a one-liner, which is really like an elevator pitch. So it's a quick way with a couple sentences to be able to explain what it is that you actually are offering. So if anybody asks you or you put it in an email, you have a quick way of doing that. We call that a one-liner. Then you need to create a website, a wireframe for a website, then a lead generator, which really is just something of value that you're offering to a customer for free in exchange for an email address, and then sales emails, and then nurture emails. That's really what we call a sales funnel. And we'll dive into each of those kind of separately, but those are the five pieces that we recommend everybody has to market a specific product or company.
And what's great is last week, one of the examples that we pulled out was for Belay Solutions. And what I'd love to do, everybody, is sort of walk through the sales funnel, maybe create some examples that we can give to our audience right now.
So with the brand script in mind, I would think the first thing is I'm speaking to an executive, probably business owner, entrepreneur, who's busy. More than likely, they have kids. And so they're thinking about summer. The kids are at home full time. So how can they have more time in the summer? What they want is to spend more time with their kids during the summer. The problem is their schedule is chaotic. Their inbox is an untamed beast, and they have no idea how they're going to fix these kinds of admin issues that are just bogging them down. So internally, you know, those under the surface feelings, reminder, people make buying decisions based off of the internal feelings, not necessarily the external feelings. So if we can figure out and tap into what are those under the surface problems people are dealing with, they're far more likely to engage. So if I just say, hey, your inbox feels crazy and your calendar's a mess and there's all these admin tasks pulling you down, you're spending a ton of time on, okay, that's fine. But if I say you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated, and you're scared to waste one more summer of your kids at home because those summers are flying by, I went from selling VA services to punching you in the eyeballs and there's dust in the room because you're crying a little bit because now the summers are slipping away and the kids are going to graduate and you're singing all the, as we go on, we'll remember graduation.
I think
song,
you
right?
might have just convinced me to put down this microphone and hire a VA right now. Can I get my VA to do this? Man, I need to be with my kids. Go.
But no, see, all of a sudden, what we've done now is said what they want and the problem. I think one of the mistakes I've seen, and JJ, I'm sure you've seen this too, and Jessica, you as well. When it comes to the brand script, they think, oh, we've got to take 3 days and wrestle with this. We're 2 or 3 minutes into this exercise, and we have a pretty clear message here. It's going to work, I think. So now we position Belay as the guide. We understand how fast summer goes because we're parents too. A lot of our friends at Belay have kids. But we also know that when you insert a virtual assistant into your life, they can take off so much of the stress and the burden that you feel to give you more time back to do whatever it is you want. Now we can start speaking into empathy and authority. You know, Blaze's been doing this 15 years or whatever it is, thousands of testimonials, lots of people who have worked with them, myself, I know Don, a bunch of people have. Then what's the plan? Step one, schedule a call with our team to find out how a virtual assistant can change your summer. Step two, get paired with the perfect VA. And then step three, enjoy more time by the pool or wherever you want to spend your summer, not in your inbox, in your calendar, and all the admin tasks pulling you down. Next step is schedule a call. I might even do a transitional call to action as a webinar, as a lead generating webinar to all of my existing email list that's not a client right now, that is how to do summer vacation like a grown-up, which is how to get a full day back each week by hiring a VA. That's going to be what I'm doing to generate leads through my transitional call to action. and then I'm going to be success. I'm going to have more hours every week during the summer to enjoy time by the pool or at the beach, whatever I want to do. I'm going to relieve myself of all the administrative burdens that's been pulling me down. And I'm going to have time to soak up every moment in the summer, or I'm going to be stressed out by all the things that aren't getting done. I'm going to be overwhelmed. I'm going to watch everybody else have fun. And then I'm going to be sad because another summer went by and I spent it in Gmail instead of by the pool. So now we have those seven buckets, and then we take that and what do we do with it, right? That now what question, JJ, is probably the number one question I hear about StoryBrand. So we do exactly what JJ said. We turn that into a landing page as a specific for the offer, you know, belaysolutions.com/summer that has that language in there. We write an email or maybe three emails to our existing email list, just announcing that we have this. We do a webinar or some kind of, or even a free PDF that we use to generate leads. And then we have an email campaign on the back end to move people through that sales process. Just those basic blocks with this specific offer to an audience are going to more than likely bring a lot of leads to the sales team.
Golly, that's good. It's like you do this for a living, Wes.
It's like I've done it since 2016.
My First Million, hosted by Sam Parr and Sean Puri, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. My First Million features famous guests like Alex Hormozi, Sophia Amorusa, and Hasan Minhaj, sharing their secrets for how they made their first million and how to apply their learnings to capitalize on today's business trends and opportunities. In fact, you can go check out a recent episode titled The Wild Story of Mr. Toll, from laundromats to a $3.5 billion Hollywood production company. In this episode, the guys break down what they call a moneyball strategy for movies. They dive into a formula for box office hits, hint, hint, bigger is better, and they explore data analytics for movie marketing. So go listen to My First Million wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to the show.
Once we got the brand script, and then we start to put that on a web page. And so the language that Wes used, even to put in the brand script, like, you know, the idea around, you know, vacation like an adult, get one day back in your week every week, or stop staring at your Gmail and start spending more time at the beach, you know, things like that. Any of those pieces that came up in the brand script can now go on that main page. Different sections might have the plan. Different sections has a little bit of the guide space, authority, some testimonies that go into that space, some empathy. We understand how time flies, all of those things. You're just starting to put those in different sections of your website, and you can play with it. You can kind of move stuff around and see what works with everything. And I think that that's really the power of this, is once you have that first piece, now the brand script, now it goes into everything. Jess, I would just ask you, I know you coach a lot of people through these kind of things. When it comes to kind of taking that brand script and then moving it into actual collateral, right? Like moving it to the website or lead generators or emails or anything like that. Where do you feel like a lot of people get stuck? Like, do they get stuck in the first part, somewhere in the middle? Where do they get stuck in this, and how can they overcome that?
Yeah, that's a great question. As you were both talking, I was thinking back to all the times that I have done this for my own business and how many clients I have coached through this. I remember being up against this in the summer of 2021 in my own business and coming up with this same idea. And I was thinking of the framework that you were all using around focusing in on that problem. For this particular example, it was time. When I was doing this in my own business, it was the same framework, but I used the lens of catapulting yourself into a revenue stream in the summer, because a lot of businesses, they slow down. So where I think people get stuck sometimes is in honing in on that problem, really getting clear on that internal, external problem, and then being able to easily and simply just take those pieces and put it into the tech. It doesn't need to be super sophisticated, and it doesn't need to take you 10 days to figure it out. It's just get clear and get specific. When I did this for myself, I landed on easy money, make this your most lucrative summer yet. And I ran a webinar and they signed up for it. It was free. And when they signed up, they got the free webinar, and then they got a handbook that was Summer Success Roadmap. That was the handbook. And so they fit in lock and key. That's another piece of it, is identifying the problem, then creating the thing and making sure that the solution ties tightly to the problem. So if, to your point, if it's about time, what thing are you giving them that is a binge-worthy solution to getting their time back? It's that VA. If joining this webinar is about figuring out your plan for the summer and you're going to make money and you're going to get this great handbook, great, it's lock and key. So it's helping people streamline that. And if you stick to the brand script, you do it simply because all those pieces are there. It's like fill in the blank. Let's go through, connect the dots. And I find that when you lean on that brand script, it's very easy to move people through to a finished product, a finished awesome offer.
That is such a good point that you bring up, because I think when I'm dealing with a lot of clients, they really do struggle with, well, our customers have 50 different problems. Which one should we pick? Or can we talk about all of them? Because we want to reach more people. And the reality is, when you talk about 50 different problems, you water down your message. It goes back to the noise. But even in this situation, I love that you picked for your offer, make this the most lucrative summer of your business. That problem could have also been this for Belay. We could have chosen to build an entire campaign around, when most people are slowing down, why don't you have the ability to ramp up without actually taking more time away from your family, right? So we could still bring in the family piece, but we could bring in the idea that don't worry about slowing down this summer, even when you take vacation, remain profitable. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, we don't want to mix those a lot. We want one or the other. So that's such a powerful point that you made, because people get stuck on that. And so I would just say for everybody listening, as you're looking at your offer and you're starting to create this brand script and starting to create your messaging pieces, when it gets to that point of you deciding, what problem am I going to talk about? What problem is my customer experiencing that we're really going to make this campaign all about? Narrow it down to one. And that helps you be incredibly clear. It helps people know why they need your product or your offer, and allows them to buy into that story in a whole new way. In the communications world, it's what we call narrative transportation. Narrative transportation is when you see yourself in the story. So if you actually say the story and the marketing is all about five different problems, what happens in that moment is people look at the five different problems and they go, oh, well, four of those don't matter to me, so I'm out. It's a weird thing our brain does. It's like basically like, oh, this is too much. What's funny is when you name one problem, even if it's not the specific problem I am feeling the most in that moment, I actually begin to put myself in the story of the problem that you're inviting me into. And that actually helps people connect. There's a lot to it, but really, it is more effective to focus in on one problem. And then you can begin putting it, like Wes said, on your website and in your elevator pitch. And one of the things, and the next thing of the sales funnel, is in lead generators. And so both of you talked about webinars in this context, right? So you talked about how, Wes, you would say do a webinar on how to get a day back in your week. And Jess, you talked about how you gave this like summer plan webinar. Besides webinars, what are some other lead generators that people could create in order to kind of fill out this sales funnel?
I think webinars obviously are great because they work really well. I think if you're comfortable in video, a three-part video series, you know, like 5-minutemarketingmakeover.com that StoryBrand has used for a long time, works really well. Obviously a PDF works well, but in some kind of a PDF that could be, I'm going to explain something. But one of the things I've seen work really on the PDF side is where you actually start giving people some kind of a guide or checklist. So it could be, you know, if I'm going back to Belay, I'm thinking something like the summer scheduling checklist, and it's going to be a document that's going to say, here are the 10 actions that you need to take to tame your summer schedule. But even as you read those, you go, oh, this sounds overwhelming. I wish I could just hand this to somebody to do for me. Oh, just so happens we have people who can do that. You know, one of the things I always default to is, and people say, oh, you can give away too much. So people say, I think that's nonsense. I think you can give away all kinds of information. You can give away all kinds of insight. You can even give away your expertise. At the end of the day, people still are going to come back to you to pay for somebody to get it done for them. And so share your insight, share the expertise, share a checklist, share an action plan, share the summer success roadmap, like Jessica said. But stuff like that that's really practical and actionable on the PDF side, I've seen do really well.
I agree with what you're saying too, Wes. And one of the things that I really like, I like to give people clarity when it comes to the lead magnet. I work a lot on the growth side, so it's helping people gain clarity on where they're stuck. So in my funnel, particularly where I'm focusing on the offer, my front end lead magnet is a scorecard. is an offer optimization scorecard. How optimized is your offer to actually create what you want in your business and actually make your business thrive? It's similar to the My Business Report that we use on the coaching side with BMS. So it's a diagnostic tool, but it's not so cumbersome that people are weighted down. But one of the reasons I love that is because you get so much information on the back end to qualify those leads, to understand exactly what those people are struggling with as a business owner, that it becomes so easy to be lock and key with your paid offer. For me, consulting services or building your Hell Yes offer is a very practical and easy transition from is your offer optimized scorecard. So I like those things. My clients that are accountants or business owners, any sort of calculator where they're going to be illuminated by an answer, to the point that you made, JJ, and you made it too, Wes, it's giving people the what, like what is wrong? And then the how is what they pay for. And going in and helping them and being the guide is where I think you come in with a paid offer. So anything that's illuminating in the front end.
I love that. And so we have ideas for everybody's offers, a webinar, a PDF, a scorecard, a checklist, anything that kind of points out some of the pain that they're experiencing and how you can solve it, gives some value to them. And those are all for service-based kind of stuff, but let's go into like a product-based, right? So you might not do a webinar if you are a coffee shop, right? So right. It's a coffee shop, but you want to create an offer to bring people in for coffee. Just what would be like just a very simple lead getting people in the door? What kind of things can you offer in that context?
Yeah, anything that's going to entice that person to come in my opinion, and sample your product. So I was sharing with JJ and Wes on the call earlier, there's a shop in my town in Kennebunkport, Maine, which I love, called Satellite Donuts. And they actually provide a offer of when you buy a cup of coffee, you get a free little mini donut on the side of that cup. And guess what you do after you eat that donut? You buy like 24 of them. It is awesome. It costs them 5 cents, I'm sure, because their people are going to buy that coffee anyway. So skincare, donuts, you name it, like get them to touch and feel and experience, again, that transformation or that value with your product. It is killer. It is awesome.
I love me some mini donuts. So I would be there in a heartbeat. But that's really what it comes down to is what can you offer? This is what gets those leads, right? Gets people in the door or gets them to give you their email address. What can you offer that is of value, that solves a problem or gives them something, gets a little taste of what you offer? So then once you have that email address, then you can send emails and sell them on your offer and keep them coming back. So we've talked about kind of landing first with the messaging. Then we talked a little bit about how to kind of then put that on your website. Now we've talked about lead generators that get you those email addresses. Now we actually have to sell. So now we have to send emails. So Wes, you mentioned that if somebody's going to send emails, maybe just create, you know, a simple campaign might involve just like 3 emails. What types of emails? What are those types of emails that people need to be writing? If they're just sitting down right now and go, all right, I want to write emails. What do I write?
Yeah, great question. I will say there's some great resources in the Marketing Made Simple book and then also in the Marketing Made Simple course. When I go to write emails for clients, I think the first one is basically, hey, thanks for downloading the resource, right? Remind them to download it and use it. The second one is I like to come in and introduce a problem. So ideally, the free resource we've created has some kind of a problem component that relates to the offer. So I want to re-highlight that. I want to talk about it. I want to lean into it. But I also want to transition pretty quickly into the solution that I have to introduce the solution or introduce the offer, especially if it's a Memorial Day when we may have some kind of a timeline on it, some kind of deadline they need to hit. So I want to remind them of that. And the next email I might write would be, essentially, I call it the why me. Of all the people you could hire for this, why me? How? In other words, this is me demonstrating myself as the guide. How do I understand your problems? How am I be the authority? And then another one you could write to make it 4, because I'm an overachiever. JJ said 3, I say 4. Social proof, case studies. When case studies are written well, they are stories that your potential customers see themselves in. You know, 20 years ago, we go from talking about donuts, I'm about to talk about P90X. But when P90X launched 20 years ago, there was no Facebook ads, there was no digital marketing. They launched all off that infomercial that was 30 minutes. The bulk of that was about the before and after pictures, right? Nobody woke up and go, man, you know what I need to get to abs is a DVD set, right? Or a wall chart. Man, I need a meal planning guide today. That'll give me some abs. we're all watching the infomercial going, I want to be like him. I want to be like her. And so when we tell those stories of our customers and we show that we are participating in their transformation, then our potential customers who have downloaded our lead magnet and reading the emails going, oh, that's what I want. I have that same problem. That's what I'm trying to solve for. And then we lead people to schedule a call with us or buy now, depending on our sales process. Those are just a few. There's others you could create, but I think that's a great starting point.
You just gave so much gold right there that if people follow, will make them a lot of money. And because we're talking about a Memorial Day offer, you want in the PS section of all of these emails a time-sensitive date, or like basically like a countdown clock, right? So order by or sign up by or schedule a call by this date. So it might be the Tuesday after Memorial Day or whatever, but it's by that date. Put it on there and then give some kind of bonus with that. So add value. So if you say, if you sign up by May 31st, you will get an additional. Now throw in something extra. I don't love discounts. Some people like go, well, if you'll get a 10% discount, that works. People will buy 100%. They will buy. I like to add value because it doesn't then position me as a discount brand. It positions me as a value add brand. So make sure in your PS section of each of those emails, you just say, PS, if you order by this date, you get an additional something. That's a little bit extra value you can add to that offer.
Yeah. I want to also add to that, JJ, that I think FOMO is real. I am a person who used to launch in my business every single quarter. I might be the only person on the earth who loves to launch. But the thing that really pushed people over the edge is that time bound and the reiterating, like tomorrow's the last day, or like letting them know it's Tuesday at 10. Because when you layer on spending money on top of people not liking to make decisions, it creates this cluster. But if you give them a reason to decide now and spend the money and love the result more than they love their money or this indecision, they will buy and they will be thrilled. So like keeping that short and powerful, I have found really is the thing that moves people into that sale. And you're not chasing people. They're coming in and you're giving them a reason to buy.
Absolutely. It all feels so overwhelming, but once you actually come up with the idea and lock that in and solidify it, and you follow these simple steps, genuinely, like start with the brand script, create the talking point so you have a clear story, then take that and use it to create a one-liner, which we didn't talk about a ton, but it's basically using pieces of the brand script to create an elevator pitch where you talk about your customer problem and then your product as a solution. Then put those on a website wireframe. Then create an irresistible lead generator so you can get email addresses, offer some value, and then follow it up with a short email sequence. And even if you want to go more than those four emails we talked about, you can throw in a couple other emails that like talk about a different problem a little bit in that email, or offer another case study, or answer questions, FAQs that people might have. Genuinely, if you sit down and do this, you could take a morning and at least outline all of this very easily and have everything ready to launch in the next couple weeks. I mean, you're going to kill it in the marketplace when you do this, and you're going to do all the things that Jess was talking about, is like keep that money rolling in through the summer when at times it really feels like things are going to slow down. We don't know where the next leads are coming from. Make your own path. I want to listen again to all three of these interviews because I just think this is so powerful and what it can do for people's business.
Well, JJ, I have been listening and I'm smiling like ear to ear because you guys out there, you don't see the smoke that's coming from the mics because these guys are on fire. I don't know how you did it, but you managed to go through the Story Brand framework, the sales funnel, and then give solid, deep, detailed examples of each piece multiple times throughout this entire episode. And it's been amazing. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the episode and we're hitting our plan of action where we grab one of the main pieces from today's coaching conversation and you can immediately use that to implement and strengthen and grow your business and market and message your irresistible offer. JJ, you said in a couple weeks, people could have this out. Well, that's about how much time they've got. This episode in real time drops on May 6th. This is all about getting that offer out for Memorial Day, which is in 21 days, May 27th. So between now and then, and I know you don't want to lead right up to Memorial Day, what would you say is the plan of action for the business owner listening to really get out there and really hit the ground running and hit hard their marketing strategy?
The first thing I would say is create a brand script. And the easiest way to do that is really to go to storybrand.com/SB7. We have an online version of that. You can go there. And what you're looking to do is fill in the different boxes. There's basically 7 different boxes there that you want to fill in with the talking points that we talked about today. Identify what your customer wants and the problem that they're experiencing. If you do nothing else and do those 2 things, that will give you the foundation for the rest. Now, I would recommend filling out the whole rest of the brand script. It will give you more detail and more copy so that writing the website and writing your emails will be a lot easier. But honestly, if you have 5 minutes, fill out the first 2 sections of that brand script. That will give you the foundation for the story. Once you do that, and really you could do it in about 5 minutes, then sit down and make a plan for when you're going to create the other pieces of collateral. If you just say it's a good idea, it probably is not going to get done. Give yourself some deadlines and create your own plan of action to create copy for your website, a lead generator, when that's going out, and the emails that are going to follow up after. If you do that, and I guarantee by creating those first 2 pieces of the brand script and a short plan of action, you can do that in probably totally 30 minutes. And then to begin to execute on it slowly over that next week, you will have an irresistible offer that will be ready to launch before Memorial Day, and you will be able to continue growing your business through the summer when everybody else is slowing down.
Boom. So go to storybrand.com/SB7. If anything, take 5 minutes, fill out those first 2 parts of the brand script, and then hold yourselves to these deadlines. Set those deadlines in your calendar and hold yourself to them, because like I was saying before, you've got 21 days, and if you don't want to hit right up against Memorial Day, you've got less time. So make sure that you go back, listen to JJ's plan of action, and implement that right now. Is there anything, Jess and Wes, and JJ too, that just because we're wrapping up this whole series, just a main takeaway that you're thinking that you want to leave the audience with?
People don't care if you have a product to sell because they're too busy with a problem to solve. And so I think this season, this Memorial Day, has allowed us to say, okay, what is a unique problem that our audience is facing this time of year? And then how can we position our product to solve it? That's it. We position it with words. We position it with how we package it, how we put it together. And then we got to go talk about it. We do those things and it could transform our business, not only for the summer, but for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I would echo that too, what Wes said. Spending time on your Memorial Day offer isn't just about Memorial Day. It is creating an asset that will deliver for your business over and over. And the beautiful thing about growth is that it's about repeatable assets. And this framework is easy. And once you get that done, you can use it at holidays. You can use it at Memorial Day 2025. It is the best use of your time and energy. So don't overcomplicate it. Stick to the framework. You will be happy you did.
I think this might be one of the most value-packed episodes that we've ever produced of Business Made Simple. And I just want to say thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Wes, for carrying everybody through the series to create an irresistible Memorial Day offer. And JJ, thank you so much for joining us and closing us out and sending everybody off with the most inspired pieces of information to rock out that marketing so that everybody knows about their offer and makes it a no-brainer to buy into it. And with that, that's all for this episode of the Business Made Simple podcast, where we are obsessed with helping you grow your small business and build irresistible offers. We will see you next week.